I'm fired up to be back at it with the guys. And the opportunity in front of us is an awesome one, and we can't wait for this challenge. You got to put the work in out on the grass, and that's one of the things I love most about our team, the effort, the mindset to go after it. The walkthrough, crisp, sharp, exactly like I'd hoped it would be, getting ready to get into the game plan. We got a great challenge ahead with Indy, all the unique stuff they have offensively. Vet QB, the wideouts, the running backs, the tight ends, real challenge there offensively and defensively. Know Greg and his style well and the aggressiveness, so awesome opportunity, one that we're thrilled to get back and get ready to get going. Health-wise, we're doing good. We have one guy we're going to limit today, or we'll be out today, excuse me, Robinson Threes, and everybody else will participate in some fashion going forward today. With that, we'll get it rocking.
Yeah, Coach, the Colts, what's their, you know, a lot of teams around the league have been kind of having split personalities. What do you see from them with Matt and the Robert Mathis back on defense, or how are they proceeding here through, you know, everybody's kind of been up and down at 4-5?
Sure. I think a lot like us, you know, the real difference for them has been about the ball. You know, in the games that they were behind in the turnover margin, I believe they might have been 1-3 in those. And when they weren't, you know, it's when they played their best. So we know it's going to be about the ball. And for us, taking care of it offensively, making great decisions, and then defensively going after it with the mindset that we're going to get it. And so I know for us, just like for them, a huge part of the game for us about going to be about the football.
And I know you don't want to reveal your game plan and so forth, but what are some of the tinkerings or some of the things you all can do offensively to try to spruce that side of the ball up?
Yeah, I'm not going to get too far into the details of the game plan, but as we're going into it, we just want to make sure we're featuring everybody in the very best way. And so I love the juice and the energy that we played with today. And the subtle changes, some you may see, may notice, some you may not. But we've got some really talented guys, and can't wait to try and match them up in the very best way.
Coach, Corey Bierman, he has a lot of experience under his belt already. What have you seen from him so far this season, and what are you expecting for the rest of the season from him?
Number one, I think it's the accountability, and he's one of those guys that can play multiple positions for us. So he's played Sam linebacker. He's played our Leo defensive end position. I believe he starts on all four on our special team. So on every really good team, there's a number of core guys that take on really significant roles that oftentimes we don't talk about, but our gratitude and appreciation for him is at the height. It may not show up on the stat sheet in terms of all he brings to our team, but the toughness, the attitude, the leadership, all those, you know, comes in a big way.
Dan, other than Eli, Breeze, and Bradford to a certain degree, you faced a lot of inexperienced quarterbacks or quarterbacks that haven't had a whole lot of experience. What is it like preparing now for somebody like Hasselbeck that's pretty much seen it all?
I think that's one of the things that's one of the real strengths for Matt. And anytime you play a veteran quarterback where, you know, every coverage and every blitz that they've seen, you know, they have a big Rolodex to go back to. Really, at the end of the day, it has to come down to how we play. And we're going to prepare like crazy to get ready to play Indy, but it's really going to come down to our mindset and how we play. So we've got great respect for Matt, just like we do for Andrew, and the scheme that, you know, comes up with challenges. But at the end of it, it'll really, you know, it's not going to dictate how we get ready.
He was drafted at 98. What were you doing that year,
98? 98, I was coaching at Hofstra and with probably Raheem Morris. I don't know if he was still playing or coaching with us at that point. So a couple years away from getting into San Francisco. But the things I can tell you about Matt, you know, from my time together in Seattle, just his will to prepare, the instincts, and he has such a great knowledge of, like, okay, this coverage is where I want to go. This blitz, this is where I want to go. So it's that mental quickness that the top players have, and he certainly has it.
Going off of Anthony's question, there's been a lot of quarterback volatility around the league, whether it's injuries like the Colts have, and a lot of teams changing quarterbacks. You guys have dealt with that with the 49ers and the Texans. What do you make of that looking around the league, so much turnover in quarterbacks?
I think it's a great question. One I have not put a lot of thought into in terms of the volume of it. It'd be a good you know, question as it goes around the league, how many, you know, different ones have started throughout the league this year. I think it goes, that position's such a unique one that each and every team, you know, you spend so much time training the starters, the backups, you know, people who you're developing within the program. When it doesn't click and just feel just right, it can be challenging and hard. And the guys that come through, you know, who are the backups, and, you know, whether they're playing for a short term or for a longer part of the season, those guys that come through, man, they have a lot of value.
For those subtle changes, Brian Schofield said Monday that he's moving over on the right side and nickel next to Claiborne. What about those two together? It makes you think that pass rush will get a little bit of a boost?
Well, it won't be all the time, but it will be some of the time that we'll move Sko around. And I like that package together. I wanted to see you know, just mix it up and trying some different fronts and alignments for us to help bolster the rush. So that's where we decided to go with it.
You got healthy during the bye week. Do you notice the guys who were healthy or at least somewhat healthy, do they kind of come in rejuvenated mentally as well?
I think so. I think there's absolutely a renewal. Like, you can take a break, you know, physically. At some point, you could take a break mentally. You don't ever all the way go away from it. But I think there is a feeling of coming back, a little bit of renewal, the juice that you have, the energy that you have. I certainly felt that from the players, from the coaches. And one of the things I love about our team, we got a lot of guys who love to compete. And you could sense that right away from today in terms of the detail, the effort going in. I can't wait for our team to be back in front of our fans here this weekend and play with the energy and the juice that we love going with.